This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump's Wednesday morning tweet says he has instructed the U.S. Navy to fire on any Iranian ships that harass it at sea. The president saying via Twitter, I have instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats. This comes hours after Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps said it launched the country's first military satellite into orbit. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said later Wednesday, Iran needs to be held accountable for the launch, saying they have now had a military organization that the United States has designated a terrorist attempt to launch a satellite. Last week, 11 Revolutionary Guard boats came dangerously close to U.S. ships in the Persian Gulf. Reuters reports President Trump might delay signing an executive order that would put a 60-day halt on the immigration process for green cards. The president tweeted he planned to sign the order temporarily ending the process to seek permanent residence in the U.S. on Wednesday. A top aide, Kellyanne Conway, said lawyers are still poring over the details and it's not yet ready. President Trump had said the move is meant to put unemployed Americans first in line for jobs as the country rebounds from the coronavirus outbreak. However, critics see it as an attempt to take advantage of the pandemic during an election year and implement a long-sought policy that President Trump has campaigned on. Governments around the world are taking steps to reopen countries and ease self-isolation restrictions. You can read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump said Tuesday there are now 20 states that are preparing to reopen businesses and their economies in the very near future. The president said those states amount to about 40% of the country, adding they will reopen safely. President Trump also hailed the Senate's passing of the latest nearly $500 billion coronavirus relief funding package for small businesses. U.S. House lawmakers could vote on passing the legislation as early as Thursday. The president is expected to sign the measure into law. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says one of the country's research teams will begin COVID-19 vaccine trials on Thursday. Hancock said at a news briefing in London on Tuesday, researchers at both the Imperial College of London and Oxford University are moving into the trial stage with their potential vaccines. He said the Oxford team, which has been working closely with Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, was prepared to begin conducting clinical trials on people this week. He said the government is allocating about $25 million to fund their effort. A political reshuffling in Hong Kong. A key member of Hong Kong's cabinet has been reassigned Wednesday. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the head of the city's Constitutional and Mainland Affairs, Patrick Nip, will be replaced by the Director of Immigration. This comes after Nip apologized earlier this week for conflicting statements about China's liaison office in Hong Kong. Lam also announced new ministers for other offices. She said the reshuffling was undertaken to prepare Hong Kong to recover from the economic hit caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Hong Kong was engulfed by several months of massive anti-government protests last year, initially sparked by a controversial extradition bill. Clashes between government forces and Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan have left 60 dead on both sides. That's according to Afghan officials on Wednesday. The Taliban raided army and police outposts in northern Sar-e-Pul districts in a major pre-dawn attack, killing at least 11 people. Various officials report Taliban attacks happened at several other security outposts throughout the country. Israeli police say a Palestinian attacker was shot and killed on Wednesday after he rammed his vehicle into an Israeli checkpoint and stabbed a police officer. A police spokesman said a sweep of the area found a pipe bomb at the scene. The Israeli policeman was moderately wounded. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.